Hi, I'm Rain and I'm trans. Thank you. Thank you. It's about time. Somebody clap. So it's 1986. Well, actually, it's 2018, but let's go back to 1986. I had self-diagnosed by this point. I was very clear that I was trans from the time I was, you know, 5, 7, 8, somewhere in there. But I wasn't out to anybody. And I'm a junior in high school, and I'm in this rural California high school where it's not safe to be out because it's the 80s. There's not a lot of discourse around trans things. This is not a thing that exists. There's not an internet to connect with, right? So there's not a lot of resources out there. Still hadn't even seen Kate Bornstein on Phil Donahue. I'm just kind of like hoping I'm going to get out of this town and like figure things out someday, somehow, you know, like you do. I'm also Mormon. Not anymore. I quit. But, you know, so they weren't exactly the most, forgiving of these sorts of things. And so I'm kind of navigating this very difficult place, right? And, like, I'm aware that, like, I've got to find something. And I had all this fear also because I'm moving through my adolescence, right? My first adolescence, anyway. And I'm terrified about what's going to happen to my body, right? I'm just terrified because I don't want any of it to happen, but here it comes, right? And I'm not really in control of it. And I wanted so much just to be seen and normal and have friends. So I'm a junior in high school, and I didn't really realize until then or until later that most people don't really have friends until they're like late in high school. But I'm like, oh my God, I'm starting to finally have friends. I'm finding my niche. I got into the journalism program. We started putting out a paper every week. It was awesome. Had people, we'd have jokes, we'd be up late, all this kind of stuff, right? And I had my friend Melissa and my friend Laura, and like we'd just like do antics, and that's for another stoop. But one day, it's school spirit day. And sometimes in these weird schools, they'll do a thing where they'll, like, do a dress up as your mascot, do this thing, do that thing. And so they were going to have, like, and I don't know why so many schools do a cross-dress day, but this is one of those things, you know? Because, like, not, there wasn't, like, a huge amount of participation, and, like, who's really, like, pushing this forward? Who do I need to know? How can we do this more often? You know? So they have this, and I'm still petrified because I haven't told anybody. It would be another year and a half before I would tell anybody. It would be another 6 years before I'd actually publicly transition. So I'm like, how do I navigate this? How do I negotiate this thing so I can actually participate in school spirit day without my fucking parents? Okay, good. Without my parents knowing. So anyway, somehow I figured it out. Made a little plan. Some of the other editors were, you know, cross-dressing, and, you know, they got real dressed up. But I talked to my friends, Melissa and Laura, and we, like, worked out a plan. And so the morning came, and I showed up at school, and next thing I know, I'm wearing, like, it's 1986, so I'm wearing a crisp white blouse, a pastel skirt, yellow flats, right? And then we just did like a quick, you know, an eyeliner, a little blue eyeshadow, and like feather, up, right? And then off I went to class. And I went to first period, and I went to second period, and I went to third period. I think we had 6, 7, I don't know. It's lost a time. Lunchtime, we did a photo session because, you know, we're journalists, you know, so we did all these things. Nothing was happening all day long. There was no shock. There was no awe. There wasn't lightning from the sky. And I'm like, this is very odd. Like, I'm expecting more drama out of today. Something, right? And I get to the final period, and it's my AP history class. And my AP history class teacher, Mr. Walters, looks like Don Knotts. And so I'm there, and I'm in class, and I'm engaging in class, and I'm feeling like this weird anticlimax thing happening. And I'm conversing, and we're talking about some historical thing. And then class is over, And then I stand up. And Mr. Don Knotts Walters looks at me and he says, "Oh my God, you're wearing a skirt. Oh my God, you're wearing makeup. You've been sitting here in front of me this whole time and I didn't even notice." And I walked out later, in a few minutes after that, and thought, you know, every single time that I have passed on the phone, that people have like come to the door and addressed me as ma'am, and then it flashed back to this other time, the very first time that I was misgendered, where I was walking along this rural street to go to my favorite bookstore, and this giant monster truck rolls by and screams, "Bulldike!" at me. And I was like, well, you're half right. Thank you.